Blog Talk Radio. Well, folks, I am coming to you live from Las Vegas. That's right. I am in Las Vegas, so I guess you could consider this my first remote show, and hopefully the internet will hold up for me. So far, so good, but I'm kind of unfamiliar with using the hotel's internet, but hey, we'll see what happens. Today, we're going to interview Steve Wolf from More Surface Products. So if you remember last week's show, we talked about anti-etch products, coatings for marble surfaces, and Steve contacted me after last week's show and offered to come on the air to explain a little bit more about their product and about what they do. So as soon as Steve calls in, we'll get him on the line. But before I do, I have a major announcement for all you guys that are out there, saying, "Hey, Fred, are you going to do another stone inspection and troubleshooting class again this next coming year in January during Stone Expo?" And the answer is yes. So set your calendars to January 21st through the 24th. I'm going to be doing, again, here in Las Vegas. It's alongside, well, it's not actually alongside, but it's the same time that Stone Expo is. So there is a day or two where you can actually attend the show, and that's actually why I do them out here. Another reason I do these seminars out there is that Vegas has a ton of failures out here. So we actually take one day and we go in the field and we look at failures. We look at some of the things that you guys may have not seen, or learn a little bit more of how to do an inspection, of what to look for, et cetera, et cetera. And everybody that has actually gone on these has a lot of good reviews. So if you go to my webpage, which is stoneforensics.com, and click on the training section, you'll get all the information you need right there. Many of you have said, "Fred, how do I register? I don't see a way to register online." You can't register online. You have to call me. So if you give me a ring at 321-514-6845, that's my cell phone, or send me an email to fhouston@gmail.com. We can get you registered now. I would suggest that you register ASAP. I have a limit as to how many people I can have in this seminar, and there's usually 8. So go ahead and give me a call. All right, it looks like we may have Steve on the line. Let me see if I can get him on the line here. Steve, are you there?
Hey, Fred, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well. And
good.
I have to say, it's nice to meet you on the phone. I've known about you forever, but I don't think we've ever had the chance to meet.
I hope that's a good thing.
Hopefully in person at some point.
Yes, well, definitely. Well, I'm usually at the trade shows. I didn't go to coverings this year, but I'm usually at the one in Vegas every year in January. I do my seminar there as well, so perhaps we can get together then.
Good.
Now, Steve, I guess you listened to
great.
You listened to last week's show, correct?
Yeah, yes, I did.
On the anti-etch compounds and that.
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah, we had Stu Rosen on there, and then we had David Bonacera, which have both have used your products. So, why don't we start with a basic introduction? Introduce yourself, your company, and then we'll get right into it.
Fantastic. So, my name is Steve Wolf. I am the co-founder and the CEO of More Surface Care, and we are a company based out of California, the San Francisco Bay Area. We make care maintenance products for natural stone and tile, and I would say we're a new company, but not new people. So my partner Mark Desker, who you know well,
yes.
We've both been in this industry for a number of years, maybe more than 30, maybe close to 40 years combined. We both spent some time at Stone Tech Professional when it was a private company, and then we sold it to DuPont, and we ran that division for DuPont for about 10 years until we sold it again to Laticrete in 2014. And then it was at that point where we kind of looked at each other and said, I think it's time for us to do this ourselves. And that was the impetus for More.
Great, wonderful. Now, of course, the big issue right now and what everybody's wanting is these anti-etch products, and I've heard some really good news about yours. So tell us a little bit about this product.
Yeah, fantastic. So we have a product called More Anti-Etch, and it is a UV-cured treatment for, you know, acid-sensitive stones. It tends to go primarily on marble, but we have done some limestone and onyx and travertine. But I would say marble is the primary stone at this point. And, you know, as you may have heard, there some similar technologies have been introduced over the years, and for a number of reasons, they didn't meet everyone's requirements. But we feel like we've cracked the nut on this, and we've finally dialed in the chemistry to be compatible with the UV light, and then also at a it's affordable for the high end of the market, and it's still probably too expensive for the middle to low end. But you know, as the technology matures, you know, our
sure.
manufacturing costs will sure come down, and we can allow, you know, a bigger portion of the market to participate. But in quick summary of the product, it's applied to a marble surface. It is cured with a UV light for about 90 seconds, and after that 90 seconds, it is completely dry and cured and entirely acid resistant and ready for use. Now, that would only be if the end user wanted that look. But normally we continue to treat it with a polishing system to either a honed or a polished finish. And that's what will take 2 to 4 hours to complete for a 50 square foot kitchen.
So my understanding that in order to apply this product, is there some prep work done? I mean, other than you have to have a clean material. I mean, is there some honing done, whatever before the product is applied?
Excellent setup for that. So we recommend honing the surface to about a 120 grit. And that way it allows the treatment to mechanically bond with the surface.
Great.
And then that's really the only reason you do that. So if it's actually a polished countertop, you actually have to take it down to a hone. If it's a hone, we'd still recommend scarifying it at least a little bit, just to have a fresh set of grooves in there.
Makes sense.
And then once that's done, you know, the adhesion is really unbelievable. We've tested it under extreme conditions and have not experienced any delamination at this point. And I did want to address something that David had mentioned. He was a little concerned maybe about the safety of the UV light. And
sure.
And I'll just talk a little bit about that. What we recommend the applicator to use is simply a shield for their face, and then long sleeves and gloves to cover any exposed skin. And the way that we would compare that to, or what we would compare it to, is a welder using a mask and gloves to protect exposed skin. And because it's only 90 seconds, the level of exposure is very minimal. And I think David might have been a little concerned about people walking into the environment during that period. But you know, our applicators are well trained and you know, we'll be educating their client to be just away from the area for that period of time.
Great. I mean, I didn't think it was too big of a problem either. You know, you would generally kick the customers out of the way when you're doing that work anyway, or at least you'd like to. So,
for sure.
Now, how long does it, I think you may have mentioned a couple of hours. How long is it, let's say, the average size kitchen, for example? And, you know, it's an average size island with an average shape. L shape, let's say. How long would you say from start to finish that would take in order to do that from start to finish?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we would consider that about 50 square feet, and one applicator should be able to do that in one day. And so, and I think this is part of our value proposition that we knew was interesting, but we didn't know it was as valuable as we're learning, because some of our competitors that have similar products It's about a 2-day treatment. So there's a whole part of the market that is now available to us that maybe some of our competitors haven't been able to serve. And that's namely the commercial market. So if you think about a hotel that would, you know, that is, that needs to have their rooms in service, you know, the idea of taking an expensive luxury hotel room out of service for 2 days is a pretty tall order. So
yes,
with our product, you can get in and out of of probably about 4 or maybe 5 hotel rooms in a day, have them and it back into service that night.
That's great. I know some of the issues with some of the first products that were out there and including some of your competitors' products is the cure time is so long that what you end up having is dust settling into the coating. And this sounds like it pretty much, I mean, I'm sure it doesn't totally eliminate it, but it sure gives you a lot less time or a lot more time so that doesn't happen. You know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right with that. Because, you know, I'll go back to that first coat. It is a 2-coat treatment, by the way, but with the first coat, you apply it with a roller and you let it, we use the term relax. You kind of let the coating level out for 15 minutes, maybe max 30 minutes. So, you know, there can be some dust particles that will settle in there. But when you begin to hone or polish it, all of that is sanded out, so it's really not an issue.
No, great. Now, how about the repairability? Let's say, you know, you go in, you do this job, and, you know, a week or two or a couple of months later, a customer calls back and says, you know, I scratched it, I did something to it. Is it repairable?
It's absolutely repairable. So if you think about dropping maybe a soup can onto it, and if it actually goes, if it takes a chip out of it all the way down to the marble, all you need to do is prep that area, kind of maybe a 1 or 2 inch diameter around that dent, and then you pour some treatment into the area to fill it. You light it with the UV light, and then use your sanding equipment to even it out with the rest of the surface.
So you can blend right in. You don't have to redo the entire countertop.
That is correct. You don't have
all
to
right,
read the entire right. countertop. And we actually we knew that was a nice feature too, but we didn't actually know it was as valuable as we're learning from our applicators. So we're pretty happy about that.
Now, is this a water-based product, Steve, or is it solvent-based? And I'll tell the reason I'm asking that.
Well,
I mean, maybe
yeah.
a two-part question. The reason I'm asking that is that let's say you go into a countertop and they've already used an impregnator on it. Is that an issue? Is there some kind of special prep work for that?
No, that's not going to be an issue because when you're during that prep period, you're going to sand a lot of that repellency away from the surface anyway, and the adhesion from this product is so significant that any level of sealer left in the stone is not going to have a negative impact. But to address your water-based question, it starts as a waterborne formulation. But through the manufacturing process, all of the water is pulled out, and it ends up being 100% solids product.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah. And so, therefore, there's zero VOC. There's very, very little, very low odor. And that tends to be a bigger factor in some of these commercial environments as well.
Mm. Gotcha. And as far as I'm going to ask you a weird question, I'm going to tell you why in a second. Is it a self-leveling product?
No, we would not describe it as that in the classic sense. Like if you were to have a pretty significantly sloped surface, that it's all going to level, it's all going to accumulate into a corner and then level out. That's not what it does. Thinning agent. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the reason for my question is I'm you know, my mind is going a mile a minute here. I'm thinking of
sure.
other applications other than, you know, calcium-based countertops. What about shower walls and even floors, things of that nature? Have you done any experiments on those or applications
yeah,
in that
thank
those situations?
Thank you for the setup. That is one of the nice things about this product is it can be used for vertical surfaces, shower walls, et cetera. Now, we do have this in R&D, treating shower walls with tile, with grout. We're not ready to say that it's suitable for that, but if it's a slab tile shower wall, by all means, it could be used. And it's a fairly thick product, and you would just have to cure those sections, cure smaller sections than you would on a countertop.
All right. Now, I haven't personally had the pleasure of seeing the final application of this. So how does it look? In other words, does it look like it's coated? I'm
kind of remiss because I didn't mention that at the beginning. The real innovation of this product is not the fact that it blocks acid etching, because there are a number of products that do that. It's really the fact that we're able to apply this to a beautiful marble countertop in either a honed or polished finish without changing the look of the stone. So I think most of the alternatives in the past and some of the current ones, you know, if you look at them closely, you can kind of tell there's something on there, and it just doesn't look as natural as you would like. And most people that are buying, you know, let's say a Calicutta marble countertop, you know, are buying it because of that, just that beautiful natural look. And all the feedback that we've gotten thus far in the market is that it's absolutely amazing that it's protected that well, yet you can't tell it's on there.
How about longevity? Let's say, you know, I know we have two different situations. We have residential and we have commercial. So when we talk about both of those, I mean, how long would you expect this to last in both of those situations?
We expect it, as long as it's applied correctly and that prep step, which is probably the most important step of the whole process, is done properly, this will last at least 10 years.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what about training? Let's say we have some guys out there that say, hey, this is interesting. I'd like to use this product. I'm assuming you just can't buy it and then here you go. There's obviously some training involved.
Well, we get a fair amount of homeowner calls on our 800 line inquiring about the product. And, you know, we quickly have to let them know that it's professionally applied only. And, you know, if they're interested, we refer applicators in their area. But right now we've got strategic partnerships with three companies that provide facilities and are training on our behalf. And I'll let you know who they are. So
sure.
MB Stone
Absolutely.
With Stu Rosen, his company is a trainer on the East Coast. Cameron DeMille from Easy Stone Care in Southern California is our trainer on the West Coast.
Great.
And then Craig Griffin from GMR in Detroit is our trainer in the Midwest area.
And I know them all. Great.
It's a small industry.
Yeah,
I know. We're travel fast, and sometimes that can be good or bad. But in this case, I think it's good. But, yeah, they've been great so far. And, you know, we were promoting – actually, these all happened after – the Surfaces trade show. So, you know, next year in 2019, we will go into the show being able to refer people to those centers following the show.
All right. That's wonderful. Now, I'm not sure, and you don't have to talk about this if you don't want to, but what about cost? And what I mean by cost, what would it cost the guy looking to get trained to do it? And what would it cost, say we have consumers or architects or, you know, commercial people listening, what are they looking at? And I know it varies from region to region, but can you give us some ballparks?
100%. So the cost of the treatment to the certified applicator, well, I guess I should say the recommended cost, because we do sell it through distribution, but generally our distributors are selling it to the contractor for $20 a square foot.
Okay.
And then the contractor will in turn sell the service, which will include the material, to the homeowner anywhere from 50 to 100 square feet. And I know that's a wide range, but some of it will depend on whether it's honed or polished. The honing
sure.
process is much faster and therefore less labor. The polishing process takes longer. So, and then the other component there will be just geography. What is the marketplace like and things like that. But
yeah, and if you look at it, I mean, you know, you could look at it negatively and say, well, I have to replace my countertop, but that's not true. If you figure the cost of, okay, what did you originally pay for the countertop, that it looks like crap, which means you're going to have a guy come in, you know, depending on whether it's residential or commercial, maybe as often as every 6 months to refinish it. You're looking at refinishing and polishing costs there. So if you add all them up over, say, a 10-year period, it actually costs more to do that than it would be to use a process like that. At least that's my initial thinking here.
No, you're right on, Fred, and that's one of the points that we coach our applicators to make. You know, this will pay for itself within, again, depending on what market you're in, within could be a year, maybe 2 to 3 years. But maybe the more important point here is even if you have it refinished, the very next day you could have just an ugly etch right in the middle of that countertop, and you've got to live with that etch for the next 6 months until you have it restored again. So we're also trying to appeal to the people that want to live with a pristine countertop every day, not just a couple of days a year, you know, the day after the restoration is done.
Right. Now, I'm assuming, and again, excuse me for thinking out loud here, but, you know, sometimes we run into countertops, and not only marble per se, but actually, it's another two-part question, maybe even for granite, where we have a condition called gritting, where it's very loose. I know we've had that issue with certain types of granite where they become very gritty. It sounds to me like this would almost act like, even though it's a coating, would almost act like a consolidant, in other words, binding it together. Is that true?
I can't say that for certain, but based on the chemistry of the product and the way that it cures, I would not doubt that would happen. Mm-hmm. Like I said, that the adhesion to the surface is really remarkable. So anything that would be loose under that surface, I could imagine it binding it together. You're actually, my wheels are turning now too, as maybe potential line extension on at least the usage of the product.
I don't mind a finder's fee. I'm just joking.
Yeah, no, we're open to everything like that, Fred.
I'm joking.
I'll ask Mark to follow up with you. He's our sales guy. So.
Yeah, I'm just joking.
Hey, Fred,
I'm
just looking at the back of our brochure here, and I did want to highlight one other unique feature of the product. It can also be used on leathered finishes, and I would say this is probably where maybe all of our competitors cannot meet that need. Now, this is a little bit of a niche area, but so you would apply the anti-etch treatment on the leathered finish. It basically will follow the contour of the texture, and then rather than sanding it to the final finish, you would use the brushes to lightly bring it to the finish that you're looking for. So we've actually already had several people, including Fox Marble in San Francisco, use it for that purpose, and they've gotten some great results.
Great. Now, you had mentioned in the very beginning about you also carry other products other than the anti-etch coatings. Is that correct?
Yeah. So
let's talk about those.
We launched the business in early 2015 with really a full portfolio of stone care products for natural stone or stone and tile. So think sealers, cleaners, enhancers, everything's water-based. And the way that we summarize our value proposition is safe, simple, and effective. And we've gotten a lot of traction with that. And maybe the area that stood out most to people that was kind of expected to us or unexpected to us was the area that we're calling simple. And that is, we took all the learning that we had at Stone Tech, you know, over the years, that whole line maybe blossomed into 300 SKUs and 50 different products. And it was pretty clear that the market was, most customers were overwhelmed by that many choices. So we said, you know what, if we're going to start this thing from scratch, let's really just introduce the absolute essentials and make it simple for everybody involved. And so we ended up with 13 products, maybe 35 SKUs. And, you know, I think our dealers and distributors are applauding us for that.
That sounds great. Now, contact information, website, any of that stuff you want to give the folks?
Sure. It's moresurfacecare.com. And there is the, on the contact page there, you can you can send us an email, then we will respond. Or you can, I'm just going to give my cell phone out here too. I'm available to anybody who would want to contact us. So that's 650-665-1480. And then the 800 number is 844-404-6673.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I appreciate all this information, Steve, and I'm glad you called in because there's some great information, and I encourage everyone to at least look at the website at the very least and give you a call. And if we got any contractors out there, to definitely look into this. It sounds like a wonderful product. I wish you all the success, and hopefully I'll see you at a Stone Expo this coming year.
All right. Sure will, Fred. Thanks for having me, and I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Steve. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, folks, there you have it. That was Steve Wolf with More Surface Care, and I hope you learned something. I certainly did, and it sounds like a great, great product. Anyway, if anybody wants to call in and comment, the telephone number here is 323-870-3968. That's 323-870-3968. Go ahead and give me a call, because I'm going to about to switch gears here in a few seconds, and but I can always come back to any questions you would have. And if you don't have a comment or a question about these anti-etch coatings, products, you can also just call in with whatever question you may have. Also, my phone number, if you want to call in, is 32, or not call in, but my cell phone, which would be 321-514-6845, or my email is fhuston, that's fhuston at gmail.com. You can go ahead and send me an email, or my Facebook page as well, which is just go to, you know, Facebook and type in Stone Forensics, and you can go ahead and get the information, get me a question there on the instant message as well. Okay, I want to switch gears and talk about something else, and that is a problem that I'm seeing more and more and more with a material known, well, one of the names it's known as is Alaska White, and basically what it's doing is it's turning pink. Now, I've had fabricators call me with issues with slabs in the yard that are turning pink, with pre-already fabricated countertops that are turning pink as well. So that's one thing that you know you have to be very, 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 very careful of. Hold on a second, I'm on the phone. So you want to make sure. Now there's a word I want to mention, and that word is called tenny presence, T-E-N-E-P-R-E-S-C-E-N-C-E, and that's basically a condition where minerals will change color under UV light. Now, I'm not sure that's what's happening here. We've had discussions as to whether it's called resins, whether it's resin-based, whether it's resin-turning color, or whether it's a mineral-changing color. I don't know the answer to this, so I'm actually looking into this and doing some research. So I will say just, you know, stay tuned. We'll find out what's going on, because it's becoming a more and more of a problem with these light color type granites like Delcatis, Alaskan White, Alaskaca, they're called. So there's numerous materials out there that are being called. So if you've got a comment on that, the call-in number again is 323-870-3968, and we can go ahead and take your call. The last thing I want to mention again and kind of finish with is my seminar coming up January 21st through the 24th in Las Vegas. It's an inspection and troubleshooting class. So if anybody wants to get more information on it, just go to my website, which is Stone Forensics, and click on the training tab. All right. So we will see everybody next week. Same time, same station. Everybody have a great week. Thank you.